The Promise of Advent, Gospel Nonviolence, by Paul Amerhein. John chapter 8, verses 2 to 11. Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go on your way, and from now on, do not sin again." The Promise of Advent is nothing less than Jesus' proclamation of the reign of God. Our daily scripture readings for this season are full of the promise of God's covenant with the chosen people for Israel to send a Messiah to redeem them. This Messiah showed us the way to be God's children. 2,000 years later, we are still an Advent people trying to live out that promise. Nonviolence is an integral part of living out that promise, a mainstay of Jesus' gospel message, and a reflection of the Advent season. Take, for example, Jesus' handling of the woman caught in adultery in John 8:2-11, where Jesus prevents a woman from being stoned to death. The crowd, ready to cast stones, represents a very human tendency to want to have the situation brought to closure and move on. The punishment is prescribed. Carry it out, and the world is a better place. Jesus' nonviolent handling of the situation, telling the crowd, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone," may appear to be a clever end to the story, but such is never the case with gospel nonviolence. The practice of gospel nonviolence is ever the beginning, ever the Advent story. Its challenge is that there is rarely an immediate solution or closure, but rather it provides the opportunity for the gospel of God's love to take root and bloom. This is an important point for contemporary Christians who too frequently look for others to take leadership in applying the gospel and or blame others for evil in the world. As followers of Christ, we believe God loves each of us equally, and each of us is accountable to God. The difference nonviolence makes in the story as told is, all have the chance to repent and follow the gospel. The adulterous woman in this story, aside from receiving the scare of her life, is given the opportunity to repent. The stone throwers also see their own need to repent. Whenever we practice gospel nonviolence in our lives, it is rarely an immediate solution to our problem. Rather, it is the beginning of the solution. It provides us the opportunity to work out our differences with those with whom we are in conflict. A primary problem in dealing with violence in our culture is that so few of us recognize the violence in our own lives. Our actions and words help perpetuate a culture of violence. The United States has one of the highest violent crime rates in the world, the highest percentage of its people incarcerated in the world, and one of the only industrialized democracies of the world with a death penalty, sadly enough, popularly supported by many Christians. Watch the news, just about any TV program, and see violence. Hear it in the language. Violent talk, violent actions, all breed more violence. The challenge of Advent is to examine our own lives. Do we treat every person with dignity and respect as a child of God? Are we truly making way for Christ to be born among and within us? Prayer. God of peace, help me to recognize the violence in American culture and in my life. Give me insight to figure out ways to replace it with peacemaking. Give me strength to be an example of peacemaking. Discussion questions. 1. Are you surprised by the information about violence in American culture? Why or why not? 2. Where do you see violence in your home? TV? Video games? Other places? 3. Has physical violence affected your life or the lives of loved ones? How about verbal violence, disrespect, or bullying? How have you responded? How are you dealing with it? 4. Do you think everyday events, gossiping, backbiting, name-calling, are violence? How do you deal with such situations? Paul Amerhein serves as the Director of Social Concerns at Catholic Community of St. Francis of Assisi, Raleigh, North Carolina. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Kids Creating Circles of Peace, or Raising Kids Who Will Make a Difference, or How to Teach Peace to Children, or Gifts of Peace Packet on the CD-ROM, simply the best, over 30 years of alternatives.